of up to 70% off department store prices on looks for your whole family. Burlington, style for everyone.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Marge, I swear I didn't touch her. You know how bashful I am. I can't even say the word titmouse without giggling like a schoolgirl.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
I gotta be careful how I do this because I have a tendency to do things here that makes the station hate me. Okay. And I will not cease to do that. I just am trying to tone it down a little bit. So at the risk of making somebody or hurting somebody's feelings, and I really don't intend to do that. Oh, let me stop and say good afternoon and welcome everybody to the Large Morning Show. In the afternoon, it is the 6th day of January, 2015, get used to that, A.D., Anno Domini, year of our Lord. Let me explain something about the radio business, and I think this could possibly carry over to other workplaces. A lot of workplaces have a kitchen.
All right.
And it's usually like a basic, it's not like a Thompson Price kitchen, it's just a basic kitchen. You know, for Mike, a sink, microwave, refrigerator, and a table or two. And on a regular basis, we'll come in because we come in, well, late. We're not here at 9 in the morning.
Right,
we'll
it's almost in. The end of the workday.
It is. And on a regular basis, somebody has brought in some food. Now, it could be an advertiser. It could be somebody who's just a listener going, hey, I wanted to bring you. I stopped and picked this up or I made it or whatever. So I don't know what the story is. But I walked in the kitchen, and there were, I believe, 3 Tupperware containers. And what was unusual is by the time we get here, usually it's empty. There are those 2 pieces of something left that you don't want to touch.
And I'll pick through.
Yeah, because it looks like maybe somebody tasted it and then went, put it back down. But this is 80, 90% full.
I saw that. I walked
by.
Which
pretty much looks like the way they might have been brought in here. That in itself is odd. That the radio vultures, and everywhere I've worked, that's how radio people are, didn't gobble this up. So I took the lid off of one of these things and almost passed out. I've never smelled anything like this in my life. My eyes started watering, and I thought, hey, who put mace and pepper spray in this soup? And then I opened another lid. It was as bad. And I almost fainted, and I put the lid on real quick. I didn't want it to escape and get out into the whole place. And I asked around and found out what kind of food it is. And again, this is the tough part. This is the part where I could get fired. So if you folks ever tune in, let's say tomorrow, and I'm not here and there was no planned absence, I've been let go. Because I was called down the hall and they said, I can't believe you did that. That's one of our big advertisers. This is Korean food. I'm not real familiar with Korean food. But here's how you know that whatever this particular food is not very good. Is that radio people haven't touched it. And And the true test, and John Carney actually has said this on more than one occasion. He says, if Greg Kornfeld didn't eat it, then the son.
He eats everything. Well, he's like Mikey.
He is like Mikey. He'll eat anything.
There is certain foods that I just cannot.
Now, I will tell you another thing. This curry or whatever it is.
That's Indian.
That stuff, curry.
There's an expression, stinks to high heaven.
Yes.
That curry, I mean, you can smell it a week later on somebody.
And isn't that, that's a lot of Indian food, right?
A lot of Indian food has curry in it. Just like
Thai food, I think.
Right, just like a lot of Chinese food has soy sauce and whatever. Well, I like soy sauce, by the way, because I OD on sodium. I love that. But whatever this is, and I don't know what dishes they are, but.
Yeah, I just saw red. Did you?
It's very red.
What?
And if it's something that you're not used to, if
it's red like the richest, most red soup stock. Like what would be the minestrone?
Tomato soup.
Rich dark tomatoes. Looks really good. And then you open the lid, and your nose hairs.
Was it spices? Is that?
I don't know. I gave it about 2 seconds, and boom, the lid went down.
There are some people I know that love that type of food. They'll go to Indian restaurants. They'll go to Korean restaurants.
I'm not very adventurous.
Well, these are like people that can't get enough hot sauce.
Oh,
spices.
My goodness, yeah.
I pretty much have reached the limit of what I like already. I don't need to experiment anymore.
No.
I'm absolutely with my palate, what I enjoy to eat.
Here's an expression I hate. It's an acquired taste. I don't want to acquire. That's like saying you meet a girl and she's really ugly. Well, she's ugly. And what if a buddy said, date her and then go on and marry her. And after you're married to her for a while, she's an acquired look. No. She'll still be ugly.
Yeah, I remember right around the age of when I turned 21. And, you start to drink, different beers and things. And I had heard people and seen in stores Samuel Adams.
Yeah.
The beer. So I picked up some of that. I thought it was terrible. It says on the bottle, Samuel Adams is an acquired taste.
I don't want that.
I don't want to drink something that I have to acquire.
All the Scotch people go, give it a just keep
forcing
drinking
it down your gullet,
and you'll eventually like it. No. I'm not going to do it. I like to taste something, and immediately, if I've never tasted it, go,
wow,
this is fantastic. What is this?
Yep.
Now, we can get back to that later, but we have a guest on the phone, and let me tell you why we have this guest. If you listened to John Carney's show a while ago, and who doesn't?
I do, yeah.
Everybody does. He had this guy on, and this has been out in the news for about a week now. This guy, 51 years ago, was in a car wreck. And through all these years, they thought it was a 63 Thunderbird, and now we find that's actually a 62, he found. What difference does it make? It was a 62 Thunderbird. And he was in a horrible accident, and the turn signal lever, that stick that comes out of the steering wheel, was embedded in his arm for 51 years.
And he didn't really know it.
They didn't
really
know it.
I was confused by the story. I thought they did tell them, it's in there, but it'd be too risky
I don't think they knew it was in there till fairly recently, and they took an x-ray for something else that happened to go, hey, what's this? They took it out. It's the turn signal stick.
Yeah.
Now, I thought, what a story. And I was mentioning it to our research staff. For those of you who aren't familiar with the station, we have a massive research staff. It was like 60 people.
Oh, yeah.
And they're constantly digging. And Bart Killebrew, who's a head researcher
here. Sure, Bark. Yeah, I know Bark.
He came in and he said, Frank, wait till you see this. And he made me aware of a story that puts this other one to shame. And I have the guy on the phone right now. Brent, are you there?
I'm here.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brent Nottingham. And 5 years ago, Brent was also in a serious car accident. And did not know until, what was it, about 3 weeks ago, Brent?
Yeah, about 3.5 weeks ago I went in and found out.
You had just a pain, rectal pain, and you didn't know, you thought, oh my goodness, is this rectal cancer, is it hemorrhoids of some kind? And then that's when they found out that from the accident you were in 5 years ago, that the emergency brake lever, it was one of those kind you pull up.
Sure.
That it had penetrated, broken off, and was in your rectum.
Yeah.
5 years.
I don't know. It seems like this is happening a lot now, but
I think it's happening a lot.
People out there have had this kind of thing, but it certainly happened to me.
Well, the other guy, I thought, "Whoo, that's some story," but yours is far more astonishing. Not that you, it wasn't in 51 years, but the fact that it was there 5 years and in your rectum, and you didn't know it. Now, this is the part where I have to warn people. There might be some terminology. Anytime you start getting into sex body parts, some people don't want to hear the word penis, for example. Like, oh, well, I don't believe you said that. Well, we're going to say it because, and tell me if I got this right, this emergency brake penetrated, went into your rectum, and then was pushed on through into the, I don't know how else to put this, the backside of your penis toward the end. And when you came out of intensive care, you and the doctors just thought you had some mysterious, and I don't think erectile dysfunction would be the word, because dysfunction implies you can't get anything going. You just thought that for some strange, unexplained reason, you had a permanent erection, when in fact it was this emergency brake handle.
That's exactly, and you know, I had no idea what this was, but it went into my anus.
Yes.
And then from the anus into the back of the penis, and up the
shaft,
up the shaft of the penis, and yeah. It caused some permanent solidity there. It was hard. It was
my information is that there were more than, in fact, there was more than one scientist, specialist that worked on a, you know, when people get bitten by a snake, they have what they call antivenin.
Right.
It's not antivenom, which I've never understood, but it's to counter. They actually tried to work on I guess what you'd call an anti-Viagra. It's the opposite of Viagra.
Because they didn't know what it was.
An erectile reduction medicine, and nothing worked.
Nothing.
And they're baffled by that. And then
I don't know why, but they didn't X-ray it. They just assumed that it was something in their muscular or a nerve response or some sort of a response that caused the permanent firmness of the penis.
Well, how awkward for 5 years that you walk around with this thing, not just, and again, I don't want to offend anybody, not just firm, but I mean...
Oh yeah,
because it was a piece of metal with a plastic handle on it,
with that little button on the end.
Right.
Well, yeah, that emergency brake release button.
Yeah. Now, and again, correct me if I got my information wrong, because our research guy Bart Killebrew just started working on this morning, but he tells me that you had a doctor who said he thought if you would have enough sex, almost continuous sex, that you eventually would get relief from this. So you spent weeks trying to have as much sex as you could, and nothing, still the same.
Now, are you married?
Yeah, are you married?
Yes, I am married.
So was your wife, was she able to give you enough of what the doctor said you should have, or did she allow some other women to participate in this effort?
She did all she could.
Yeah.
But I was, you know, we were trying to solve this problem. So we did have some other people come in and try to participate in
fill the void.
Now,
so to speak.
When you went in a couple of weeks ago, what was it that caused you to go in and get X-ray? Just a pain?
I had rectal pain. And before that I had not, other than I had so much pain after the accident. I really couldn't pinpoint it. My rectum wasn't any more sore than, or any sorer than any other part of my body. I was just devastated because we were in a parked car and I was sitting on the console and got hit from the rear. And that's how I was sitting right in front of that emergency brake. And that's how it got driven right up in there.
Now, how are you? Were you straddling the console?
Straddling the console. I was working on the dashboard.
Okay.
It was
a parked car, yes, and I had an electrical problem, and I had the dashboard pulled off toward me, and I was, you know, working on that thing, and a car hit me going, oh, gosh, I don't know, close to 70 miles an hour.
70?
Wow, you're lucky to be alive.
And so I guess in all the wreckage, nobody really noticed the emergency brake handle was missing.
No. Oh, yeah, everything was just a horrible mess, and everybody was devastated.
And even if it had been missing, you'd think, well, it's off on the side of the road somewhere. They just need to get him to the hospital, tow the car away. Nobody ever would have thought, maybe part of this car.
And he had the dashboard off, too, so there was stuff everywhere, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was horrible. I did not break my neck, luckily. But
wow.
So a week or so ago, I'm feeling good now, but I had... 5 years ago, 4 years ago, I had this tremendous amount of pain.
Now, here's the part that really jumped out at me. You had a doctor tell you after they removed it. Well, how long was this thing? About 8 inches long? Or?
It was about 11 inches long, including where it went in from the rectum into the penis.
Yeah, and that was about 3 inches of it or 4 inches of it.
Into the penis, yes.
This doctor said... If you had only, and again, I'm trying to find out the best way to say this. Let me put it this way. Anybody who's ever had one of those emergency brakes know that if you lift up and push that button on the end, it will go down.
Releases the brake.
He said if you had lifted your wiener up and just pressed on the end of it, which no guy ever does that.
You never
push down on the end of it.
No.
He said that thing would have gone right.
No,
he said that thing would have gone right now.
Yeah, it would have still been. Believe me, it was not fun because it was not necessarily satisfying just because it was firm.
Yeah. Well, you hear those commercials where the prolonged arousal, it's painful at a certain point.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, you're okay now. Did you save the emergency brake?
I did. I've got it.
Yeah.
I've got it, and it's a source of conversation around here.
Well, I bet.
Brett, what part of the country do you live in?
I live in Omaha.
And everything functions fine now?
Everything's fine, but now that it's removed, the penis is kind of saggy.
Well, there's some damage there.
It's basically kind of hollowed out.
Are you able now to have relations?
I have not tried it, to be honest with you, because I had so many so often to try to fix this problem, according to what the doctor recommended, that I just sort of got sick of it.
Yeah. Wow, imagine that.
Sick of it.
Sick of it being in that state. Hmm. Most guys, how old are you, Brent?
I'm 53.
All right. Well, listen, glad you're okay. What a story. And I know this other guy with the turn signal in his arm, he's been all over today's show.
Oh, sure.
And you said you chose not to go public with this and that we're the only station and show that you're going to speak with, and you're in Omaha. How did that happen that when our research guy, Bart Killebrew, called you, you said to him, AM in the PM, just like that. What, do you got the app or something?
I do. I do have the app.
How about that?
He called, and I said, I'm not going to go national with this. I don't want that. I don't want that kind of notoriety. I don't want to be known for this. I just want
to. But I will talk to those guys.
I will talk to those guys.
Well, good for you, man. We appreciate it. All right. Best of health. Happy New Year.
All right, thank you. Right. You too.
Thank you, Brent. Brent Nottingham. What a story.
Yeah. Wow.
Won't hear it anywhere else. Nobody else will have it. He will not do. I said, for money? He said, no amount of money. He won't even take money from
it. It's kind of
it's sensitive.
Yeah.
Sensitive. I mean, it's personal.
It is.
Well, there you have it. Whew. Can only imagine what that must have been like.
And to have so much relation so many times that you become sick of it.
No. I can't imagine that.
No. can't imagine.
I bet at a certain point it's just become monotonous.
Huh? Monotonous.
Did you say monotonous?
It sounded like, didn't it?
It did. It sounded like he just said monotonous.
Now, hold on. Maybe
hanging
there's a
around
word.
With your wife.
Maybe there's a word that we don't know.
I don't think so. I think said monotonous.
Okay.
I could have sworn you said monotonous.
Well, this would be a great time for me to share the story I told Peon a while ago off the air. My wife, last night, I saw a pack of noodles. Of course, they're wheat noodles because she's healthy. And some shrimp we'd gotten from the smokehouse. And I was going to eat some shrimp with cocktail sauce. Don't touch that, she says. I'm putting that in a stir fry tonight.
Oh.
First of all, what's unbelievable here is this will be the second time she's cooked within 2 months.
Wow.
Right? She cooked over Christmas.
Unbelievable.
Right?
Within a month.
Is this her New Year's resolution or something?
No. It's my son's coming over. My daughter-in-law's over. She says, don't eat that shrimp. That shrimp
Oh, it's only because they're there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's going in stir fry tonight. She says, I'm going to put that with those noodles in some Mariana sauce.
Mariana?
She was on Gilligan's Island, wasn't she?
Yeah, Mariana. Yeah. Just thought I'd share that. For you guys out there that think you got it rough, that's what I have to deal with. Let's do a little business. We come back. We'll take some calls. We'll do some Burke segment. Be patient. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Thompson Price's showroom closes at 4 o'clock. I don't mention that very much, and I should. But theirs is a business that, for the most part, is by appointment, or people walk in and browse, and they found that after 4, they've never had a lot of people. Now, by appointment, they're closed on Sunday. Honest to goodness, if that's the only day you could come in, they'll make an appointment to open the showroom for you on Sunday. But they close at 4, and they're closed on Sundays. They're still not ready to give away and have the drawing for the, and I don't know what to call it. I'm sure it has a name. I just call it the electronic toilet conversion thing that turns your existing toilet into a toilet that, well, the seat is always heated. It washes you. It dries you. I know it sounds metrosexual, but it's fantastic. And they're going to give one away. And if you have a toilet, and I think you probably do in your house, then they can convert it and adapt it. All you need is electricity, and if you don't have an electrical outlet near the toilet, they'll run one from the wall switch or something. It's easy to do. Now, it's all covered. Nothing, you pay for nothing. And when you go in the showroom and see this thing, and it's hard to describe. If you see it in the showroom, your reaction will be, oh, yeah, I want one of those. I want my toilet to be like that in my house. All you have to do is go in and register. Just say, I'm AM and the PM. And I might add, the only people that know about this are AM and the PM people. Other people can't register. Part of the punishment for not listening to the show. So you go into the showroom. I'll tell you where it is in a second. Say, I want to register, and you fill out a thing, and that's it. And then I'll let you know when they have the drawing and who the winner is. Good luck. It is a fantastic. I think this thing sells for like $1,500 or something. And it'll turn going to the bathroom into a whole new experience. They may have a hard time getting you out. You may read an entire novel while you're in there. That's how comfortable it is. Their showroom is in De Pere. It's about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester. It's the same. The whole center has just been renovated, and it's beautiful. And Thompson Price has a beautiful new sign. And it is where TJ Maxx is, and they're right next door to McAllister's Deli. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home, thompsonprice.com. Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, it doesn't look like we have too much going on right now. Volume is starting to increase on the highways. We do have some ramp restrictions, a stall at the exit ramp to westbound 44 from northbound 270. Also, northbound 55 at Richardson Road, you've got some debris on that entrance ramp, and I can see that they've got a lane block there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Sam's Club. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get more than $3,000 in instant savings on brands like Tyson, Pepsi, Hefty Supreme Paper Plates, and DiGiorno Pizza. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local, this is your official severe weather station. The Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
After releasing some of the most sought-after collections of historic and precious coins from around the globe, Govmint.com is now announcing a world first. The exclusive release of pure one-ounce silver angel coins minted in Great Britain. For centuries, angel coins have become the stuff of legends. With a reputation for bringing their owners miraculous luck, angel coins have been sought after and cherished by soldiers, fighter pilots, sea captains, kings, queens, and emperors. There are even stories of angel coins healing the sick and saving lives from the brink of death. featuring the Archangel St. Michael slaying a dragon on the face and a regal portrait of Queen Elizabeth on the reverse. These dazzling legal tender silver angels are only available at an historic low price, but act fast. This offer is strictly on a first-come, first-served basis. Call 1-800-300-3452. Again, don't miss this special opportunity to own a one-ounce pure silver angel. Lock in this historic low price by calling now. 1-800-300-3452. 1-800-300-3452.
When is the last time you went to the dentist? When is the next time you're going to go to the dentist? A family practice by a family that cares, that's Bowen Dental Care. Bowen Dental Care on Dunn Road in Florissant has been serving the community for over 40 years. And if you're looking for a new smile, straighter teeth, or if you have spacing or crowning issues, right now Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care is offering $500 off Invisalign. Invisalign is a way to straighten your teeth without using braces, and it's a much more comfortable option. The Bowen family in Florissant is the official dentist office of the McGraw Show on the Big 550 KTRS. Your answer to all of your dental needs under one roof, Bowen Dental Care. Get the treatment you and your family deserve by a family that cares. Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500. And you can always find them online at BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Midwest Floor has just purchased a truckload of hardwood flooring to give you these great New Year's savings. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. If you ever wanted to make a fashion statement in your home, now is the time. And here's a great suggestion. Beautiful 5-inch wide, American-made, hand-scraped hickory hardwood flooring on sale now for only $389 a square foot. That's right. You can have one of the most durable hardwood floors made. In fact, hickory is 40% harder than oak. American-made hand-scraped hickory for only $389 a square foot. Let me repeat, for only $389 a square foot, it's the latest in flooring fashion. And with your choice of 10 pre-finished colors, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
One of the best ways of saving money on your home energy costs is through insulation. Having a house with poor insulation is kind of like taking your money and tossing it into the wind. If your home isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and the hot air to seep in the summer. But you can save hundreds, even thousands of dollars a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation at 636-947-8000. For over 65 years, Aladdin Insulation has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, dramatically lowering your energy costs by 20% or more. It even improves sound and noise control. Aladdin also installs gutters and gutter protection. Call them for a free assessment of your home or commercial building at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Or see their website at mascocs.com. Start saving on your energy costs now. Call Aladdin Insulation at 636-947-8000.
Do you remember a time when there was a market on every corner? Those days are long gone, but some of those family markets still exist, like Menino's Market in Cottleville. It's on the corner of Highway N and Highway N, catty corner to St. Joseph's Catholic Church. You want fresh produce. You want catering. You want fresh, warm French bread every single day? Menino's Market. Check it out. And don't forget about their holiday pies. Menino's Market for everything in Cottleville. On the corner of Highway N and Highway N, Menino's Market.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is one of my favorite Michael McDonald songs.
I think we should all sing along. Why not the NFL?
Can't you see what's going on deep inside your heart?
Hey, there's a rodeo coming to town. I have some tickets, and I want to give them away here in a second after I talk to Jim, who's been holding. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
What can we do for you?
Frank, I have a problem.
Well, okay, you haven't asked for the problem solvers. Is that who you need?
Yes, I need the problem solvers.
Well, then you need us, because we are.
The problem solvers.
What's the problem, Jim?
And for this, we may need to call on some of the problem solvers from in the audience. I'm doing a bit of genealogy research,
mm-hmm.
and I came across somebody that died at the St. Louis County Hospital in Clayton. That is long since gone, but I am looking for where this hospital originally sat. Google and Yahoo tell me absolutely nothing except that it sat on North and South Road, which I'm thinking was further down toward U City, but I could be mistaken on that.
All right. Now, for people who didn't catch it, run that by us one more time. What is it you're looking for?
The actual physical location, and preferably an actual address, of the St. Louis County Hospital. Okay. That used to be in Clayton.
What year would that have disappeared, you think?
I'm guessing probably the 60s.
So it's not that long ago. The St. Louis County Hospital in Clayton, you want to know exactly where it was located?
Correct.
I can almost guarantee you somebody will know this.
Okay, that's all I need, Frank.
And again, why is it? Somebody died there?
I was doing some old-time genealogy from years ago, and the death certificate gave the location of death as St. Louis County Hospital in Clayton.
Dan on line 3 said he knows where the hospital was.
Oh, my goodness. That didn't take long. Jim, hang on here. Let's bring Dan in. Dan, are you there?
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Good. Say hi to Jim, Dan.
Hey, Jim. The reason I know where the hospital was is because when I got married in 1975, you still had to get a blood test. And the blood test had to be taken at the St. Louis County Hospital.
Okay, where was it?
The hospital was on Brentwood Boulevard, and it was just south of where Forest Park Boulevard crosses Brentwood.
Excellent, thank you.
How about that? You are an unofficial temporary problem solver, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So thank you, Dan. And, boy, there you go, Jim. That didn't take long.
You've done it again, Frank.
We have done it again. Get the singers in here.
We've done it again.
Right. Happy New Year, Jim.
Happy New Year, Frank. Thanks again. AM and the PM.
You bet. See, that's what happens. That's the kind of thing you get here you don't get anywhere else.
Instant.
Dan called. He goes, I know right where the hospital was.
Well, that didn't take very long. I'll talk to Dave, then we're going to get these rodeo tickets out of the way. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Oh, great. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I was just telling Dan that I know the man, Art, that had the turn signal switch embedded in his arm personally. He's the grandfather of my stepchildren.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of odd to hear him being talked about all over the news media and stuff. Somebody that I know that closely.
Yeah, well, I mean, that you're going to get talked about if you got a turn signal stick in your arm for 51 years.
Last Saturday night we went to my son's soccer game at the Powerhouse near Waterloo, and he was there and he had the turn signal stand with him, and most of the chrome is ate off of it. Kind of makes you wonder where it went to. But
well, I'm sure body acids
disintegrated
inside your body.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. I mean, I talked to my wife Wendy that it's amazing that he didn't have some sort of a serious infection from a foreign body like that embedded in his arm for that.
And so the story is he didn't know all this time. Nobody knew that he was in there.
No, I didn't. He went to a courthouse, and they went to the metal detector, and it went off, so they wanted him, and he kept going off around his arm, but he had nothing up his sleeve.
Wow.
They x-rayed it, and they thought it was, they didn't know for sure what it was, maybe it was a surgical instrument or something, and then a few weeks ago, it started bothering him, it started to poke out. In fact, he was up at his house, a few days ago, right before he had the operation. And you can see in his arm where it was trying to poke through.
Poking out.
Oh, all right, well, Dave, thank you, Dave. We appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Oh, hey, Frank, I got one question.
Sure.
You have sons that have a restaurant down in Osage Beach?
Yes.
I was going down there. I got to make a delivery down there in a couple weeks, and I was just curious as to their location or what, because I was wanting to stop by just to.
Well, I appreciate that. I have never given, in the 9 years that he's been open, I've never mentioned the name of it on this station. There are reasons I won't.
If you put him on hold, I'll tell him.
But if you, Dan, no, you know what, here, what I don't want to start is I don't want to start a bunch of people calling me and asking me that. And I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but for reasons I can't go into, I won't promote it on the air. It's a long story. But, yeah, Dan will put you on hold, and I'll just ask that I don't have a bunch of people email me and ask me that. But Dan will tell you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
All right.
There goes Dave. Here comes Pat. Hello, Pat. How are you?
Hi, Frank. Longtime listener, occasional caller, AM and the PM.
Well, thank you. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
I'll give you some more information about the county hospital property.
I don't need any more. All that guy wanted to know was where it was. That's all, and we got that. He's doing a genealogy thing. I mean, I appreciate it if you want to. You go ahead and do it if you want, but he's the only guy that cares.
Well, the only thing left on there that was there originally is the Salem Family Court, right there at Brentwood and the Forest Park Expressway. Everything south of that was bought by Enterprise Leasing Company, and that's where their corporate office is.
Okay, how do you know all this stuff?
I work for Enterprise Leasing.
Well, that would be a good reason, yes. I guess. What a story that Enterprise is. I mean, I'm not kidding. I remember when this was a place where they leased cars or something. It was just St. Louis. And that's huge now. I mean, it's unbelievable what that family did with that business.
Biggest in the world.
Yeah. Pat, thank you for the call. Happy New Year.
You're welcome, Frank. Take care.
When do you stop saying Happy New Year?
Oh, I don't know.
January 15th?
Maybe the first week of it,
I think. The 10th or 15th, maybe, somewhere in there. All right, now here's the deal. I have rodeo tickets. What's the phone?
Nothing, Ray. Ray on line two.
I'll talk to Ray, and then the rest of the calls need to be rodeo ticket calls. And here's the deal. It's Friday night at the Family Arena, 7:30, and I have 10 tickets, 5 sets of 2 tickets. They're all general admission tickets to the rodeo. If you're going to do this, you need to be able to go Friday night to the rodeo. I've been to 3 rodeos. Have you been to a rodeo?
No.
I've been to 3 in my life. I like it.
I've been to several.
And it's totally different if you're there in person than watching it on TV.
It is.
Because the smell is, well, obviously, if you smell that in your house, there's something bad going on in your house. But it's just the dirt and the sound of the hooves and I liked it.
There are some people that take issue in the rodeo.
Oh, I know the PETA people. Yeah. Talk to Ray, then we'll do some rodeo stuff. Hello, Ray. How are you?
Hi, Frank. How is everybody there?
How are we doing today?
Good, Ray.
Everybody's great, Ray.
AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
I was listening to you. Well, I've been listening to you since you came on in 3, and a poor gentleman who had that predicament,
rectal emergency break.
It it's almost, I'm sorry for laughing, but it's kind of comical in a way, but I feel for him in more ways than one.
That's quite a story. Bigger story to me than that other one, but.
I'm just wondering if his wife and him are driving in the car, and she says, ooh, takes a look at it and says, ooh, you really
pull over.
Beyond.
Yeah, pull over. Well, he was ready, constantly ready for five years.
I mean, I guess now that he has removed, he can look back and laugh at it now. But at the time, I'm sure it wasn't funny at all.
How in the world did he ever go around?
I guess loose clothing. I should have asked him that. You just have to wear very loose clothing.
I don't know. Well, just his wife always has to be ready, I guess.
I guess so.
All right. Well, I almost said it.
Yeah, you almost did, but you caught yourself. Yeah. Good for you.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Right.
Thank you, Ray. Happy
New
Year.
Talk to you later.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Now, here's the way this rodeo thing is going to work. We'll do some now and some after the break. 5 sets of 2, Friday night, January 9th, 7:30, Family Arena. Lone Star Championship Rodeo. I'm going to ask you a rodeo question. If you answer it, just one, you don't have to answer several, you get the tickets. I'm going to assume that's what these calls are about. Let's go to Jim. Hello, yes. Jim. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. You want some rodeo tickets?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, I have a pair for you if you can answer this question. It's a multiple choice. What do you call an animal that has never been broken to saddle or harness use? Is it called an unbroken horse, a unharnessed horse, never saddled horse, or bronco?
I will go with D, bronco.
Well, this guy knows the rodeo stuff. Wow, you got two tickets. Yeah, you got two tickets. Hang on, Dan will take some information. Okay, Jim?
And thank you.
He'll tell you how to get your tickets. No, thank you. Thank you for listening. And now we go to Don. Hello, Don. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. I'm able to get him.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You want to go to the rodeo?
I sure would like to take my son.
All right. I'm going to ask you a question. This question is, what do you call a feral horse? In other words, a wild horse. This word comes from the Spanish word mestizo, which means mixed blood, or mesteño. Here are your choices, and I'll only give you three. Is this wild horse called an impala? Is it called a Corvair or a Mustang?
Mustang.
These questions are tough.
This audience, unbelievable. They are tough questions. You are absolutely right. It is called a Mustang. You're going to the rodeo with your son.
Right on.
All right, Don, hang on, and Dan will tell you how to get these tickets, okay?
Thank you, son.
All right, that guy's happy. He's taking his son to the rodeo. Granted, these are difficult questions.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming the only people calling are people who really know, you know, rodeo.
Right.
Otherwise, you'd just be guessing. Let's go to Thomas. Thomas, how are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
I'm doing great. You want to go to this rodeo?
I would love to go to the rodeo.
All right. You must answer a question. There will be three or four choices. You get the right one, you go to the rodeo.
Giddy up.
That's a little rodeo talk. This is sort of a rodeo question, depending on what rodeo you go to. Sometimes these animals are included in rodeos and sometimes they're not. It's a common name for a member of the ass family.
Okay.
The Spanish brought these things over, and they were called burros. They brought them to North America beginning in the late 15th century. They were the favorite animal for beast of burden. They were used by prospectors in the desert southwest of the United States. A male in this particular species, the name I'm looking for, is called a jack. It can be crossed with a female to produce a mule.
A female, the Jenny.
Well,
is
yes.
That the question?
Well, the female is a Jenny, but what I said was the male, the jack, can be crossed with a female horse to produce a mule, and that female mule is called a Jenny. You're absolutely right, and that wasn't the question. So without multiple choice, I'll just ask you, what animal are we talking about here? And I'll give you the choices. Is it a monkey?
Monkey.
Is it an elephant? Or is it a donkey?
Well, a donkey.
Wow, how did he get that?
He knows animals. And he knows the rodeo, and boy, is he excited. That's the most exciting winner we've ever had. Thomas, you're going to the rodeo. Hang on, okay?
Man, I did that faster than McGraw speeding to work. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you. I don't know what that meant. Did I mention, by the way, before we break, that we'll announce soon that you'll be able to watch us on Channel 12?
Really?
Yeah.
12.2,
I think, yeah. Well, there'll be more on that.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. More on that later. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, and more. I have two more sets of these, two pairs of these rodeo tickets. We'll give those away after the break. And then before you know it, Colin Jeffrey will come in here, and he always has great entertainment stuff to share with you. I'm going to share with you what I think is some good advice, and that advice is this. When you get to the point in your life, and maybe you're there, when you have $25,000 or more, it'd be a good idea to talk to somebody about what to do with that money, how to hang on to it, how to turn it into more money. And we have a couple people who'd be happy to have that meeting with you. Their names are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. You hear them every day as Mark and Jason, and their website, markandjason.com. They were Stiefel Nicholas. They've been with them for 27, 28 years. They're financial advisors. And a lot of people are financial advisors. And the sad thing is, there are some financial advisors who shouldn't be giving financial advice, just like there's some doctors who shouldn't be treating people. So you have to determine and decide who it is that knows what they're talking about and who doesn't. And sometimes I think that's easier to do than you might think. It's a little scary saying, okay, I'm going to hand this money over to somebody and they're going to decide what we're going to do with it. Use your gut. Use your instincts. When you meet with these guys, you listen to what they have to say, and they're going to ask you some questions, and that's the sign of a good financial advisor. They don't do all the talking. They want to know what you see your life being like. Are you married? Are you single? Are you divorced? Do you have parents that are alive? Are your spouse's parents alive? May you be supporting them or taking care of them one day? You know, do you like to travel when you retire? When do you want to retire? How young? How old? A lot of questions. And a good financial advisor will ask you those questions. But you have to make the first move. You have to make the appointment. That's all we're asking. If you don't like what they have to say, that's it. You had one meeting with them, and you don't ever have to see them again. I doubt that that'll happen. And if you have a financial advisor, talk to them anyway, because wouldn't it be interesting to see how they compare what you're doing now with what they say you might ought to be doing? And maybe it's the same thing. Make the appointment. Make the call. Here's the website to get the information, markandjason.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, Dan, not much to talk about. We had an accident on eastbound 70 at 170. They just cleared that. Looks like you just have volume starting to pick up now on southbound 270, right around Highway 40, down through the Clayton Road overpass. Downtown eastbound 40 is heavy from Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is the top choice of doctors, nurses, and other health professionals nationwide. Now it can be your choice to get yours at Target and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Wyland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. This Thursday, it's a catfight as the Tigers of LSU come to Columbia to take on Coach Kim Anderson and the Missouri Tigers. Coverage begins at 5:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 6 on the Big 550.
Bang! You buried it.
KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Mizzou fans.